What's up, people? The Arsenal have destroyed Chelsea 5-0 at the Emirates Stadium to go 4 points clear at the top of the table. So thanks for being here for another match reaction on the Cup Chasers podcast. Thanks for listening. Of course, let's get the likes up right out the rip. Subscribe if you're new. Of course, we are on our way to the magical 1,000 subscribers. And get the notification bell on for all of these because we are pumped. So excited about the win today. I was confident, but I did not see this coming. I knew we were far better. I knew that we would dominate the game and be the better team. But I, not my dizziest daydreams, did I imagine we'd come out and absolutely smash them 5-0 like we did. When I saw the lineup, immediately I was excited. I was happy. Mikel Arteta, thank you for listening to last night's pod, last night's preview. Everything I said came true. We started Tomiyasu, check. We started Kai Havertz up top and not in the middle, check. We started Partey, Thomas Mother Partey, in the middle of the field. Put some respect on his name, Thomas Partey, in the midfield. Oh, you love to see that. And, of course, a little bit of rotation up top. Trossard had an absolutely fantastic game. Silencing all the critics, everybody, including myself, saying he's not the starter. He's the 12th man. He's the super sub. Well, how's that for a super sub? Played his way into the team. Ew. Scoring goals. He's on 11 goals or 9 goals, 10 goals, something like that. I think he's hit double digits in or maybe just 9 for Trossard because he only had the one. That's right. We're scoring so many goals, I'm forgetting whose tally is on. It's Havertz that's on 11 after an incredible performance up top from Mr. Kai Havertz. Maybe it was the opposition. Maybe it was the fact that he was playing against former employers, those who cast him aside. Chelsea fans still don't want him back. Still don't want him back. Okay. I hear that. But Kai Havertz was very, very good today. Barring the very first opportunity he had, I was a little bit upset. I was like, when we won the ball for the nth time, right at the beginning of the game, and Havertz gets the ball in the box and then hesitates. And instead of shooting, he tries the ball to Rice on the overlap, and who, and it just goes right out of bounds instead of him scoring. So, yeah, other than that, Kai was spot on. Fantastic today. Going for the aerial duels. The turn in the box and then the opposite side finish. Doing work. Putting in work. That's the kind of striker's performance we want week in and week out. That's the kind of performance we can have when we get the people in the right positions. When Kai's playing up top, he is as comfortable as he could be. Scoring goals, that's 11 on the season. Led the line absolutely brilliantly today. I mean, hard not to give him man of the match. Huge shout for man of the match from Kai Havertz, of course. But there were some other stalwarts in the team as well today. When we have Thomas Partey in the middle... Yo, if Thomas Partey was healthy this whole season, we would be miles clear. Wow. Dude, when he's on, when he's healthy, look out. He had a fantastic game today. Shades of his best, letting everyone know that when he's healthy, when he's on it, he is still an absolute monster. He looked lively. He looked energetic, looking for the spaces, able to turn a lot of the time because Chelsea were not pressing. I think Graham Lasso got it right. I'm not a huge Graham Lasso fan. I'll go ahead and put that out there. But I think he got it right in commentary when he was mentioning the fact that if you look at Arsenal's press, we always press as a team. No matter what kind of an overload Chelsea were trying to create, even when Enzo was coming in deep, Ben White or Saliba, one of our defenders would follow him all the way back. Conversely, as Graham Lasso pointed out in the commentary, Chelsea would only press with maybe one or two. It was an individual type press. And so the third or fourth pass got to the open guy, and we've beaten their press time and time and time again because they weren't pressing together, just like was noted in commentary. And they weren't. And now I want to shout out Ben White, of course, had an absolutely phenomenal game. I mean, he wanted that hat trick. He wanted the hat trick so bad. The 89th minute overlapping run for the umpteenth time. You love to see that, man. You love to see the passion up 5-0, the drive to still go at it, to still be at their best. It's the likes of Gabriel screaming at the crowd after it's 5-0 up and he's blocked it. He's kept the clean sheet. He's absolutely gassed for it. I was stood and applauded that. So love to see that. Ben White, I mean, pops up for the finish in for his first goal. Smooth, calm finish. Love to see that. And then even he for the second goal was like, okay, I don't know how that happened, but we'll take it. I was just trying to get it back across. Clear mistake. But he'll take it, of course. And then he wanted his hat trick so bad. But we joke on the regular pod on Mondays and Thursdays about how the managers will sometimes they'll listen to the pod. Arteta listened last night. Pochettino did not. I specifically asked Patrick about the left back situation and whether or not they were going to have their left winger track back and help out. I called it out. I said, we are going to attack the left back side for Chelsea, our right hand side, like we always do. And we're going to get in behind time and time and time again if the winger is not put out, deployed with a defensive mindset. And Mud Dog, Mikalo Mud Dog did not, it couldn't be bothered. Did not want to defend today at all. And we ate Cucurella alive. He was lively. He always is. Crunching into tackles, getting stuck in. You know, I thought for a while there he was decent. You know, he did okay in the first half, but just got left out to dry time and time and time again. And when you give Odegaard, Saka, and Ben White an overload on the right-hand side, they're going to rip you to shreds. They're going to rip everybody. They'll rip everyone to shreds. And if you don't help out, I texted in the group chat to the guys. I was like, if I'm Cucurella, and it was after the fourth goal, I think it was after the fourth goal, I texted the group. I said, if I'm Cucurella, I'm close to violence against Mud Dog. I would be in his face screaming, yo, help me out. Don't stand 10 yards back and watch Saka waltz into the box. Meanwhile, Ben White, Mud Dog's man, is screaming down the right-hand side, the freedom of the Emirates, and we made him pay. We made him pay time and time again, and it was absolutely gorgeous, beautiful to see. Want to shout out Leandro Trossard, of course, getting things started. I thought we were a touch wasteful in the first half. Once again, shades of Wolves, where it was a little bit wasteful in that first half. But the way we come out in the second, what was that, a 15-minute salvo, 18-minute salvo from 52 to 70, scored four goals, and absolutely dunked on them. We were scintillating. And when you give us that kind of space, like, I just don't know. You know, I feel bad for Alfie Gilchrist a little bit. He ran ragged against Trossard. We were passing it so quick, creating so much space down the left, down the right. They didn't. Yeah, I was a little bit shocked at the lineup from Chelsea and was very grateful for it because we absolutely took full advantage of the tactical advantage we had. The gulf in class is just clear. It's just clear. Now I want to talk about my man Declan Rice because he's had an absolute fantastic game. Once again, bro, he almost scored like three times. You could tell at the end of the game, he desperately wanted a goal. He desperately wanted a goal. Once again, you love to see that. He wanted it so bad. I think he hit the bar twice. Declan Rice had a fantastic game. We won nearly all the second balls. We won so many second balls today. And you love to see, absolutely love to see that. Declan Rice, an absolute soldier in the midfield. Even without his goal, and I know we scored five and he wasn't on the score sheet, he might be my other shout for man of the match because fantastic. You know how it goes when we play. When we play well, it's tough to choose our man of the match because so many players are just tip-top, top performances. Martin Odegaard today, fantastic. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, sir, from the captain. Magnificent performance. Not only leading the line in the press, organizing, shouting it out, yelling at people, pushing us forward, but just magic on the ball. He's a maestro. Absolute magic on the ball. You love to see it. Now, you know, Havertz has had a fantastic game, and there's been a lot of a lot of talk on social media about, do Chelsea fans want Havertz back? Should they have kept him? Well, I mean, it's case in point. I thought Jackson was decent. He had the carbon copy of his game against Man City. Was borderline really, really good until in front of the goal. And because he was so horrendous in front of the goal, it's just a shocking performance. And Arsenal benefited from that. Arsenal benefited from Gallagher having a terrible performance as well. I thought we took full advantage, dominated the midfield. It was interesting to note that Chelsea had a bit more possession overall. And we, at times, were willing to give territory. Because once again, we just know they couldn't break us down. They were never going to break us down. They had one shot on target. I'm not sure. We had about 28 shots, and they had about five or six. It was an absolute battering. Let me get the stats up right here. Yes, these stats are from ESPN. We had 27 shot attempts, 10 on goal to their 7 attempts, 1 on goal, but they had 56% possession. And so that was interesting to note that, we kind of just dared them to break us down. And after we were ahead, it was like, you're never going to, And then we won the ball so high up the pitch so many times, got so many opportunities, we were bound to absolutely punish them. And in the end, that's what it was. And we march on. I'm pumped, absolutely pumped to see that. 4 games to go. The pressure is on Man City. We did our job. We got 4 points ahead in the table. Of course, points on the board better than the games in hand for Man City, which we're going to have a while to wait. We're going to have a while to wait on that game in hand because their second game in hand is Spurs on May 14th. May 14th, the penultimate. It's like in between the weekends of the second to last and the last weekend of the season. It's wedged right in between there. So we got a ways to wait for City's versus Tottenham at the Tottenham ground. But we don't have that long to wait for Arsenal at Tottenham coming up at the weekend. But of course, we'll have the preview here on the channel on Thursday. Get that notification bell on so you know when we're going live. And of course, get the likes up on the video, subscribe to the channel if you're new, all that. Of course, on the way to the magical 1,000. I'm absolutely buzzing. The Arsenal have decimated Chelsea 5-0 at the Emirates. It is a really, really good feeling. I got to say, we are doing the business here in the end. I definitely think we have a really good shot at this title. And all we can do is pray to the football gods for a Brighton victory on Thursday. But of course, thanks again for listening. Thanks for being here, and you will see me next time.